Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
I'm not gay. Do like the ladies. Big fan of the old labia. I am. Yeah. Which is weird, because when I was a kid, I hated girls. When I was like 6 years old, I thought girls were gross, thought they were dumb. You know, you're allowed to hate girls as a kid, but that's really the only group a kid's allowed to hate. Because if I was a six-year-old that hated Puerto Ricans, that would be weird. You know, if I was like, hey, Mom, I hate Puerto Ricans, she would never say, oh, you'll like them one day. You'll like them a lot. Yes. Hey, any Puerto Ricans here? All right, too many.
Hello, everybody. I am Tom Tikar. This is Stand Up with Tom Tikar. And that was Mark Norman that you just heard from his debut album on Comedy Central, Still Got It. I love that bit, and I played it because Mark has a self-produced special on YouTube right now that you can check out, and that would help him out, called Out to Lunch, that's on his YouTube channel.
Also, I want to give a quick shout-out to my buddy Sam Evans has an album out called Sweet Baby Boy. It came out a few months ago, but I just want to make sure people hear it. It's one of the best albums I've heard so far this year. I don't know if I've ever been this excited for a debut album because I've known Sam since I started comedy. One of the funniest guys. He's really, really great. If you like people like Tommy Jonigan and I don't know, Nate Bargatze or whatever, like I think you, and who else is somebody who reminds me of Sam? Just like sweet, funny boy. I mean, his album is called Sweet Baby Boy, like a Jared Logan. If you like these type of people, I think you'll love Sam. He's one of my favorite comics to watch in New York. And if you haven't heard of him, definitely check him out because he's just a fun, silly comedian. Very, very good stuff. And that is, again, called Sweet Baby Boy. We are back for another episode, and I am joined, as always, by producer extraordinaire Coach T. How are you, buddy?
Doing very well, as always, man. Thank you for asking.
Awesome, man. I want to thank everybody for all the emails and stuff. I don't want to forget to mention we do have an email address. It's suttpod@gmail.com where people already are using this thing, and I appreciate it. I don't mind the DMs also. I've gotten a lot of those as well. I just got a fresh one that I want to read that's not related to the show. But yeah, suttpod@gmail.com for stand-up Tom Tikar. A lot of people are emailing with comedians they want to hear from or know more about and recommendations for me to check out comedians, which I appreciate. Any of that good stuff. Or if you just have a question or topic that you think is interesting, I do appreciate those. And also the pods reviews, I really appreciate those. They are nice to see and brighten up my little day. Just like all this stand-up comedy does. I've listened to so much comedy over the past week, more than I normally do even, and I'm in a good mental spot because I've listened to some really good stuff, including the stuff we're about to play today. But I just got a DM that was very strange to me. I posted this thing about how whenever I see a new GIF, however you want to produce it. Are you good with that stuff, Coach? Are you good with like GIFs and GIFs and stuff? Are you good at like finding the right one for the moment?
Oh yeah. But I only send them to my wife. So
sure. So the bar is low. because she
Mars low. I'm hot. My game is hot out here, man.
I mean, it sounds like that's what you, how your mom says you're handsome. Oh, your wife's like, yeah, that's a good gift, honey. Like, that's not.
I'm good with them, man. I got like the personal one I made me, you know, and I got some Disney ones. I'm nice out here.
I believe it. I mean, you've never sent me one, so I feel, I thought that you just didn't use them, but now I know that I just don't have a place in your life. Where
it's not a romantic one, no.
I'm bad at, I feel like what happens to me is I forget about GIFs that I like, or I'm just gonna say GIFs. I'm not gonna keep saying GIFs or GIFs. I'm saying GIF because I heard that's the one you're supposed to say. But I'm never good at finding them, and then when I find one, I get all excited and I try to force it into the conversation. And I just tweeted about this because this just happened with a buddy of mine. I've been in a group chat with some buddies, and I found a GIF that had nothing to do with the conversation. But my buddy was like, yeah, I got laid off from work. And I was like, yeah, I bet your boss looked like this. And all it is a zoom in of a crazy looking dog. You could put it in anywhere. It's a bad, bad use of GIF. Yeah. But I tweeted about it. I tweeted about how bad my GIF use was. And my math teacher from high school, who's also a very funny dude. His name was Mr. Fry, and he's a good sport. But he messaged me, did you know that the dog in the GIF you used was the French teacher from your high school, who I had for 5 years because she went from my middle school to my high school, and she's in the GIF. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, she's in the GIF that I just used. And I sent it randomly. Like, I just found it on Facebook Messenger. So it's like, it wasn't like a localized thing. It's really, part of me is like, maybe he's fucking with me, but I'm looking at it. It does look like her.
That's insane.
I think crazy.
I think you should buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, I think today's the day.
That kind of stuff never happens.
That's true. And I mean, I feel so lucky. The world is feeling so lucky right now that I can't lose.
Yeah. That's, you know, interesting.
It's pretty crazy. I feel like that's wild. So, hey, slide in the DMs to tell me shit like that for sure. But also comedy-related stuff. And you know what else I'm excited about, Coach?
What do you got?
Is that we got some great clips today.
Yes, you do.
We got some solid clips.
You're a hell of a
pick
clipper, man. A clip picker.
Clip picker.
Yeah. Oh wow, that sounds.
It doesn't sound good.
It doesn't. It sounds like that's a Pornhub search. It is what it is. Well, what do you got, man? You got some heat.
I got some heat for you here, Coach. The first collection of clips that I have here is from Dion Cole's latest special, which was recently on Comedy Central stand-up YouTube channel, and I watched the whole thing then and had a great time. Unfortunately, it's gone off of there now, but I picked some of my favorite clips from it. Make sure you're checking out Comedy Central stand-up YouTube channel for the latest upload so you won't miss an opportunity to see full hour-long specials just like this one. The other clip I have is from one of my favorite comedians as well, Kyle Kinane. I'm sure many of you comedy fans know a lot about Kyle already. Kyle is a real legend in the stand-up comedy world. And he's highly influential to a lot of the people that I came up with because he just hit that perfect timing for a lot of us when we were coming up. Anyway, this clip is from his special Whiskey Icarus. So here are Dion Cole and Kyle Kinane.
Hey there, Jordan Klepper from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
I learned black people don't know a lot of white actresses and actors at all. Like, we know all the old school ones, but we don't know none of the new white celebrities and actors and stuff. If you want black people to know like a new white celebrity, you got to tell us what movie they was in and what they did in the movie. We don't know the names like back in the day. Used to know everybody's name. John Travolta, Harrison Ford. We don't know nobody's name now. You know, I used to write for Conan. I remember when a lot of people used to thank y'all. Like me writing for Conan, all my friends used to love to come to the show, but they would never know who none of the white guests was. Like my friend would be like, yo, D, I want to come to the show today, man. You got some tickets? I'm like, yeah. He'd be like, who you got on the show? Oh, we got a good show today. We got Christian Bale. Who's that? I'm like, Christian Bale, Batman. What are you doing, Batman? Bitch, he was Batman. Oh, okay, all right. Oh, yeah, that's my man. That's my man. That's my man. That's my man. Yeah, yeah, he cracks me up. He's hilarious. No, he's not, bitch. When I used to write over at Conan, I was the only black writer that they ever had. Ever. And I used to sit there and be like, I just sit there and I used to learn little stuff. Like, I would never wear a sweater around white people ever again. One time I was at work and I had the sweater on. You know how your sweater get all shitty right here with them little balls and shit? I'm sitting there trying to get it off my sweater. You know, I'm trying to get it all off. And these white, the other white writers, they were just looking at me, smiling and laughing like, I'm sitting there like, the fuck is wrong with them? But then I realized I was picking cotton. I was like, fuck it, swing low. A man know a nice looking man when he see one. I ain't know no moist shit or nothing like that, but I'm just saying, a man know a nice looking man when he see one. He do. You can act like you don't, but you do. You ever be in the club, kicking it, having fun? All of a sudden, some sexy dude comes stand right next to you. You be like, damn, dude. I can't get no hoes with you standing next to me. Women, your man know when a nice-looking man is in the vicinity, too. Like, for real. Especially if another man compliments you. I'm gonna tell you how you know your man think this man look nice, all right? The more angry your man get, the more sexy he think this dude is. Because you could be walking down the street with your man holding his hand, and a homeless dude can walk up and be like, boy, look at this beautiful ray of light you got with you this evening. She just shining, looking all spectacular. Look at you, girl. Keep doing what you're doing, girl. You winning, brother. You sure is winning. Your man gonna be like, thank you, brother. I sure appreciate that. Thanks a lot, brother. Thank you, brother. I sure appreciate that. Right here, brother. Thank you. Go ahead. Tell him thank you, baby. Go ahead. Tell him thank you. No, go give him a hug and go tell him thank you. I don't like good pussy. That's right, I said it. I don't like good pussy. Good pussy changed your life. I like my life just the way it is. Give me all the mediocre sex in the world. I don't want no good ass. You ever be in the mall and see a big strong dude standing there holding a purse? That's that good pussy got him holding that purse. That good ass was like, I'm ready to try these clothes on. Don't you sit my purse down. And he gonna stand there and profile with that. And if the ass real good, he gonna hold it like this. I don't want no good ass. Good ass got you out here playing board games and shit. Fuck you doing playing board games? You a killer. Got you playing Uno with strangers. Who the hell are these motherfuckers? Who's this bitch to keep drawing for me right here? I could tell good sex on the first stroke. I'd be like, nope, I'm good. No, it's not you, it's me. I just don't like change like that, that's all. Yeah, you can keep all that good and whatever else you call it. I don't want it.
I'm 35 now. I'm 35, I just got my own place. Took a while. Some people my age are astronauts. I'm just excited that I get to pee with the door open. Which is what I did at my old place. It just made my roommate sad. But you're 35, you think you can close the door? I'm like, you're 40 and living with a guy that pees with the door open. Maybe you need to get your life together. Judge not, lest how the rest of that goes. I just like, you get reminded of like your own immaturity. Like, I was using one of those accelerator hand dryers, like the super high powered ones, and I realized if I put my hands just right, I can make a totally wicked fart sound. And right as I perfected the fart sound, I remember like, oh yeah, one of my best friends from high school is a surgeon. But then I was just like, that's too bad. He's got no time to make wicked fart sounds with his hand dryer. He's got to scrub up and get right to the operating room. It's a rough life for him, rough life. He's missing out. I don't know if I got my own place because it's like I'm 30, like that's what I, like it was the pressures of like societal pressure. Like that's what you do, you're 35, you're a grown man. You live by yourself and you're an independent man. You live by yourself, you start drinking scotch instead of crappy beer and you switch back to briefs. That's what you do because you're a grown man and that's what grown men do. Or if I got my own place because I realize I'm about to get the type of weird that I can't even have people witness on accident anymore. Things are about to get strange and I'm gonna need some solitude for that. And I think it's much more that. It's not so much like, I'm gonna pay my bills on time and read more books. It's much more like, Twizzlers look like they fit in buttholes. And I cannot have somebody walking into the laboratory when Dr. Kyle is conducting his experiments. It's a corkscrew shape. Lick them and stick them, fellas. Find out about your bodies. It's 2012. It's not gay. It's about loving yourself. It's okay. A lot of people think Henry David Thoreau went into the woods, civil disobedience, self-reliance. Nope, Twizzlers and buttholes. T and the B. That's what he needed. Read Walden real close. T and the B. That is stupid. Oh, man. Hey, you guys ever get so lonely you sleep on your own couch instead of in your own bed? Because at least that way it feels like you're laying next to somebody. Looks like I'm the little spoon again tonight. Maybe throw an ex-girlfriend's old t-shirt on a pillow. Not for humping, just for cuddling. Nobody's weird here. Loneliness is a subjective term, you know, it's different for everybody. Man, you're cast away on an island, there's nobody around, that's lonely, you know, but it could also mean you lack the simple courage to be able to say hello to somebody sitting next to you on a bus, that's lonely too, you know. For me, I can define loneliness, I can just hone it in as the very moment that I realized that I had forgotten I was masturbating at a motel in Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's it. That's the point. That's what I remember. Because that's what happens. I'm a comedian. My dream came true. A lot of my dream is just me in a hotel room treating myself like an animal. Just, it's not even sexual anymore. It's just like an aggressive shooing away of a nuisance at this point. So like, come on, get out of here. It's like I'm taking a broom to get raccoons off the porch. Like, come on, just, yeah, come on, yeah. Like, I understand now why a dog can hump something but still look right at you. Like, I understand that when you see a dog, it's like, what? This feels good and you're my buddy. What's why? You're the one making it weird. What? Why? It was. I was just, like, in the shower and there's a boner. I was like, well, roll up your sleeves, you know. It's like shoveling snow at this point. You know what we do. Something you gotta do. Just dead-eyed staring at a wall. I realized that on the shelf there, I bought the little size of shampoos. I bought dandruff shampoo on accident. and I saw that, and I was like, I don't have dandruff. And I remember that's like the old Head and Shoulders jingle, because I was like, I don't have dandruff. And then out loud, I just went, exactly. And I got, I had a little chuckle. I had a little chuckle to myself. I'm like, that's fine. If you're making jokes like this and you're in a shower, you're right to go out there and pursue your dreams, Kyle. You're on the right path. You're doing this stuff in the shower. You're cutting yourself up. You're doing the right thing with your life. Anyway, what else? What were we doing? Oh, yeah, well. Oh, man. That's good. I got my own place because... like, instead of going to the gym, like, I could just stay home and cry now, so that's pretty awesome. You macho guys crying yet? You doing any of that stuff? Tough guys? Having a good cry? Waylon Jennings, you getting one? I love a good old cry. It's good for you. Do what you gotta do. Allow that. It's not good to keep that stuff, but do what you do. Pull the drapes, put on a DVD of How to Train Your Dragon, let it out. Let it out. It's not good to keep all those emotions bottled up inside of you. Now, it's not great to uncork them all at the grocery store at 11:30 at night. But once you've allowed yourself these triggers, you don't know when that magical Linda Ronstadt song is gonna play and you're just in the frozen food section. Like, we're doing this here? We're doing this here, okay. All right, wow. Oh, Stouffer's frozen dinner for two. Looks like I'm gonna have leftovers on that one. Yeah, she is gone. All right. You ever see a TV dinner just abandoned in the beer aisle? Yeah. That's me, I did that. That's my street art. Take that, Banksy. I don't even have to mess up anybody's wall or nothing. Just left some Salisbury steaks on top of some Coors Lights. I think you get the message.
All right, you just heard Dion Cole and Kyle Kinane. I really love both those chunks of material, but the Kyle Kinane chunk, I heard that stuff while I was going through the end of an engagement when I was, you know, in my early 20s.
Engagement?
22. I was engaged when I was 22, and it fell apart, and Kyle Kinane was a very welcomed sad boy voice for me at that age, because Kyle does something that I really love, which is that he, especially back in this era of Kinane, because Kinane is happy now, I think. He's still a bit, he maybe is a bit curmudgeonly, but he's a sweet, very funny man, but he's less self-deprecating now, I think, than he was at this time. Because I was reading the comments on this, which is, occasionally I'll read YouTube comments just for entertainment, but also just to see what people are saying. Most of the comments on these are like, get this guy a Netflix special or whatever, yeah, about other, whoever I click on. But some of the people were like, man, this guy is going through it, and so am I. Like, it's a lot of people who are just sad. But that there's two bits on here that I think of a lot. One is the you ever get so lonely you're laying on a couch so you sleep on the couch just so it feels like there's someone next to you, and you slip like a girl, like an ex-girlfriend's t-shirt on a pillow. And he goes, just for snuggling, not for fucking. Nobody's weird. And it's that really tickled me, especially the first time I heard it. But even now, I really love that joke. And I just love the phrase, nobody's weird. It's such a funny statement to make to me. But the other thing, and I think that this is perfect Kyle Kinane, because he's a great writer. Like, he's his use of the English language is really brilliant, and I think he's such a unique voice in comedy, because he mixes this like kind of dirtbag thing with an English degree, or I think he has some sort of like literature degree. It's in this his first album that I re-listened to last night. He's a really brilliant writer, and you see this imagery of somebody in a grocery store leaving a case of or it's leaving like a frozen meal in the beer aisle, and it's just really poetic, and I really appreciate that about Kyle. Kyle's voice, you can hear it all around this beautiful country of ours because he influenced so many people. Good friends of mine have openly admitted to me, they were like, I had to stop listening to Kyle for a little bit because they were sounding like him a lot. And that can happen in comedy, where if somebody has such a unique voice, and Kyle does, people start talking like them. And Kyle's use of that dirtbag who kind of speaks eloquently, speaks about just his word choice is very easy to copy, and like his kind of like ugh, like that sort of voice.
Yeah, I like
you hear a lot of people doing that, and I had never heard anybody do it like Kyle before Kyle. The other clip that I pulled, the other group of clips I pulled, are from Dion Cole, who I am a huge fan of as well. He mentions on this special that I think he says that he's the first black Conan writer, which I think is really interesting.
He is? Like, that's, you think that's true?
I think that is true. I don't think he would say that if it wasn't true. And maybe he was saying it just for the joke that he sets up. That I think is in this. Yeah, it's in the clips
I
picked.
And Conan's the redheaded guy, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm sorry, white people aren't funny. They're not famous to me.
It's funny that you say that, Coach. Because that's one of the other bits on here. Is Dion talking about when he worked at Conan that his black friends did not know who white celebrities are?
Yeah.
And he mentions Batman, and I love the rhythm of that bit because each new line gives new information. That subtle line of, oh man, I love that guy, he's hilarious, or he cracks me up, and it's like, that's just further proof that you don't know who it is, because Christian Bale is not a crack-up guy. Like, he's very dark Batman. It's like saying, like, oh, yeah, I love the Joker. Hilarious. It's very funny. Do you feel like that's true? Do you feel like
I had to tell somebody that the other day. And it's hard because, you know, I work in corporate America. But I'm like, these people just, I don't know what that is.
Like, sure. I mean, Conan, I feel like, has been around a long time. But you did know who he was. You said the redheaded guy.
I had an idea.
He's the redheaded guy.
But, I mean, all those guys, let me guess. He's got a shirt on with a tie and a jacket. He's sitting at a desk and someone comes out, right?
You know what? That used to be true. That's not really true anymore. He kind of dresses a little cooler now. Because he's on cable, so I think he doesn't need to.
He's on
TBS.
TBS. Shit.
All right, let me ask you some celebrities, and we'll see if you know who they are.
All right.
I guess this isn't an actor, but Lance Armstrong.
Oh yeah, we know him. He's a cheater.
True. They got that big documentary.
Now, if Lance Armstrong walked into my apartment right now, I couldn't recognize him.
Is that right?
Couldn't.
Man, all right.
I just know he doesn't. I just know he only has one ball because that just sticks in your head.
We were talking, my girlfriend's family was talking about how is it true that like a lot of guys who only have one ball are bad guys? Because I think that they said that Hitler only had one ball.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and
I
was like,
I don't want to feel sorry for Hitler, but.
Man, you are full of empathy, man. That's crazy.
I had to catch myself.
Oh, man. I love this show, and I love playing comedy clips. And this clip I got for you is no different. I have a killer for you, Coach.
What do you got, man?
I've got a killer.
Who? Got a killer? Literally?
Yeah. I've got a murderer, Coach.
Hey.
I watched The Jinx. I think that these guys are pretty funny. And I have a straight-up killer for you.
You know, I never thought about that. Are there any convicted murderers who are successful comics?
I'm pretty sure there are.
I mean, like successful, like Aaron Hernandez type situations.
Yeah. Have you seen Aparna Nancherla?
No. Oh.
I thought I'd pick the nicest comedian possible.
She's a cold-blooded killer.
Oh, man.
I don't know if we're allowed to say shit like that on here.
We know. Okay. You know what? She's not a... That's what makes it funny is how sweet she is.
That's
you actually
funny.
You paid her a hell of a compliment. Yeah, she's a great comic. I really do like her work.
She is phenomenal, as is this last comic that we have for you. This is Jenny Zagrino, okay. And it's just a killer set. I had a tough time picking... what to take out of this to tease you guys with, but I just decided. So I just decided to go with the first couple minutes of it. It's a great clip.
Oh, hold
this
on,
is all for,
I have to cut you off oh, yeah. for a second.
What's up?
What did you go to public school?
I did go to public school. Yeah. Why do you ask that? What did I say?
How do you pronounce these last names so confidently? Like by while
it's
being recorded,
comedy.
That's insane.
It's from comedy. You just hear names all the time. Plus, when you host. Comedy shows, you get very particular about name pronunciation and stuff like that. So, and I oftentimes will watch, I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts myself, so I hear these people's names get referenced a lot. And so they get locked up in there. It's not just me reading them, then I'd go crazy.
You're a brave man.
How would you pronounce this name, Coach?
I'd rather show my bank account than read out loud and be recorded doing it. I'm like Floyd Mayweather.
One of my greatest joys in this show is before I say a name, just letting you say it, and then I get to hear.
I'm so bad, and then I'm like, "Oh, this is stupid," because now I'm kind of representing Comedy Central. Like I'm not good at reading. It is not that I don't care. I love comedy. I literally cannot read. I barely graduated high school.
I famously called Tig Notaro Tig Notaro the first time I saw her name, and I was on stage saying it. I was announcing who was coming up at the Comedy Attic, and everybody roasted me for a good couple hours, and I never really lived it down. I think to this day I still get shit for it. That was 10 years ago, I think. So I think I became very sensitive to trying to pronounce people's names right, just so that I don't get really blasted. Yeah. That's it, you know. Yeah. Otherwise, who gives a shit?
You're a brave man. Brave man. You must have like a top recruit for wedding speeches and things like that. Like you're good, man.
I hate to say it. I think I killed the only wedding speech I've ever been given, but I've never been asked to do it again. So, you know. Get at me. I can give a wedding speech.
Don't say that on the podcast, Tom. Everyone's gonna have you showing up solving joke detectors on their weddings.
By the way, really quickly, I just want to point out I did some shows outside that's all safe and shit. And somebody said, hey, I posted that you were going to be on the show, and somebody commented that they were excited to see you, but they didn't even know you did stand-up. They just heard, like, they listened to this show, and they didn't know that I did comedy. They just thought that I was a fan. I perform, baby. I'm good.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to play my own clips, but...
So you're so good at announcing that people forgot that you used to run the game?
Don't forget. I used to run this shit.
Oh, that's fucked up, man. That's fucked up.
I do stand-up. Check out my half hour. I'm not going to play it on this show because that feels gauche. Maybe someday I'll play my own clip. How bad is it going to be? What kind of shit will I get when I play my own material on the show?
If we do it creatively, it'll look fine.
We'll figure it out. But luckily, I can play other people's clips and have them to listen to and have a good time with. And I'm really excited for this last clip that we got for you today. This is Jenny Zagrino from her Comedy Central stand-up featuring. Check out this whole set on Comedy Central stand-up YouTube page where you can see all kinds of good shit, like full hour specials without a password or anything, and a bunch of these Comedy Central stand-up featuring sets. This one's killer. Check out the whole thing. Here's Jenny Zagrino.
It is so good to be here. Because I have only been talking to college students for the last 4 months. Oh my God. It is so nice just be here and be talking to real sad people. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they have hope in their eyes. It's fucking gross. And here's the thing. I didn't know this. Did you know that college kids drink for fun and not to forget? Did you guys know that? That's insane. Like, I remember when I was in college, I would drink whatever to get fucked up, right? I'd be like, gin and tonic, hell yeah. Vodka soda, fuck yeah. Ethanol and Fanta, let's party. I can't do that anymore. I'm 32, okay? I go to bed at 10 p.m. every night so I can wake up at 6 in the morning and listen to motivational tapes so I have a reason to live. That's all I do now. And it bums me out because recently my favorite one, Tony Robbins, got me a toot. Did you hear the news? Is anyone surprised? No, people pay $80,000 to go to their seminars, okay? If there's not a weird satanic sex orgy going on, it's a waste of my fucking money, okay? He got me tooed. I got really sad about it. And look, we're all monsters. Everyone in Hollywood is a fucking monster. In 2 years, the only people we'll have left are gonna be Lin-Manuel Miranda and a Muppet. Those are the only ones. Okay, and not even a good one. Gonzo, he fucks chickens. Okay? Miss Piggy is an abuser. And Kermit, he's a beta male. No one fucking likes Kermit. All right, he's a cuck. We all know that.
All right, that was Jenny Zagrino. Like I said, full set on Comedy Central stand-up YouTube. Get on that. And if you liked today's show, just like Netflix has their algorithm, this is the Tom Tikar rhythm. If you like Dion Cole, check out Marina Franklin. She's a killer. If you like Kyle Kinane, check out Sean Flannery, Chicago's own. And if you have comments, questions, concerns, joke detective, all that good stuff, send them to suttpod@gmail.com. We'll get back to you. And rate, review the podcast, share it, subscribe, all that good stuff. We appreciate it big time. And on behalf of Coach T, I'm Tom Tikar. We will see you next week on Stand Up.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.